A brief introduction for anybody who doesn't happen to know me. My name is Nick Naumann. I'm a first-year seminary student here at Emmanuel, and I'm the oldest son of Prof. Naumann. Our scripture that we have before us today is a parable of Jesus from the 22nd chapter of Matthew, verses 1 to 14. And Jesus answered and spoke to them again by parables and said, "The kingdom of heaven is like a certain king who arranged a marriage for his son and sent out his servants to call those who were invited to the wedding, and they were not willing to come. Again, he sent out other servants, saying, 'Tell those who are invited, see, I prepared my dinner. My oxen and fatted calf are killed, and all things are ready. Come to the wedding.' But they made light of it and went their ways, one to his own farm, another to his own business. And the rest seized his servants, treated them spitefully, and killed them. But when the king heard about it, he was furious. And he sent out his armies, destroyed those murderers, and burned up their city. And he said to his servants, 'The wedding is ready, but those who were invited were not worthy. Therefore, go into the highways, and as many as you find, invite to the wedding.' So those servants went out into the highways and gathered together all whom they found, both good and bad. And the wedding hall was filled with guests. But when the king came in to see the guests, he saw a man there who did not have on a wedding garment. So he said to him, 'Friend, how did you come in here without a wedding garment?' And he was speechless. Then the king said to the servants, 'Bind him hand and foot, take him away, and cast him into outer darkness. There will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. For many are called, but few are chosen.'" Dear brothers and sisters, imagine that a friend of yours is getting married. You hear the news and you're incredibly excited and happy for them. You want to be there for your friend on their big day. However, you don't just show up to their wedding. Among the many things that an engaged couple does when they prepare for a wedding is they send out invitations. Even after you get an invitation to a wedding, you don't go wearing normal street clothes. Weddings are formal occasions, and you're expected to dress appropriately. During his earthly ministry, Jesus used many different parables to illustrate the kingdom of God and the kingdom of heaven. And an illustration that he used a few different times was to compare the kingdom of God to a wedding. Just like a wedding between two people on earth, Jesus makes the point that you need two things to attend the wedding. You need an invitation, and you need the proper attire. Now, for most weddings you go to, you receive an invitation, at least to the reception. If you don't get one of these invitations, it is not recommended that you just show up. The wedding that is the kingdom of God is the same sort of thing. It's an invitation-only affair. At one point, God gave this invitation to Abraham when he laid down the old covenant. Abraham's descendants, the children of Israel, were also invited to that wedding mentioned in the parable. The text says that some of these people made excuses. Some of them even killed the servants sent to them by the king. In this case, think of the Old Testament prophets that God sent to foretell the coming of the Messiah. Romans 11:3 quotes Elijah when he said to God, "Lord, they have killed your prophets and torn down your altars, and I alone am left, and they seek my life." After Israel broke the Old Covenant, God's Old Testament law, God sent out a new invitation, this time to the entire world. That includes us. However, we shouldn't make the mistake of thinking that we're better and that we're invited because of who we are or what we've done. Just like the people of Israel, we all naturally sin. We fall short of God's standard of perfection every single day. God's invitation, rather, is a free gift of grace. Even accepting the invitation that God gives us is not our own doing, but the Holy Spirit who creates faith in our heart to believe through the power of his word. Now imagine again being at that friend's wedding. Up at the front of the church, the entire bridal party looks beautiful. All of them dressed in tuxes or dresses, with one exception. You look over and you notice that one of the groomsmen decided to show up in flip-flops, basketball shorts, and t-shirt. The point is that at a wedding, especially if you're part of the wedding party, you are expected to dress a certain way. In the wedding hall that is heaven, Jesus points out the one man who is not wearing the proper attire. In the parable, the wedding garment symbolizes the faith that God gives us in the redemptive work of his Son, Jesus Christ. Without saving faith, no one gets into heaven. So where does a person get this garment of faith? Do they make it themselves out of their own religious experience, or do they earn it by their own works and their good conduct? Neither of these. Faith is a garment given to us by God alone. As a free gift, God takes the filthy rags of our righteousness and gives us the glorious robes of his righteousness. Revelation 19:13 speaks of this robe when it says, "He," that is Jesus, "was clothed in a robe dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God." Because of our Lord's atoning death on the cross, we are the redeemed. We are the restored. We are the forgiven. Of note as well is the last verse of our text, verse 14, which again reads, "For many are called, but few are chosen." God's invitation to the kingdom of heaven is to all people, everywhere in the world. In Matthew 11:28, Jesus himself tells us, "Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." However, not everyone who is invited will be present at this wedding. Unless we have the wedding garment of faith in the atoning work of Christ, we will not enter that kingdom. Romans chapter 3, verse 28 tells us, "Therefore we conclude that a man is justified by faith, apart from the deeds of the law." Neither accepting the invitation nor acquiring the garment that is faith is anything that we can take credit for. The only thing left for us to do is to be servants of God our King and tell everyone that we can, "Come to the wedding." Amen. Today we'll be singing the first three verses of hymn 279, 1, 2, and 3 of hymn 279.